Let him do what he wants. You know, I don't remember Pastor Anderson going around and talking bad about every other church saying, well, we have a soul winning time every day of the week. Where are you guys at? You guys are compromisers, FEMA pastors. You know, he's in a different situation. He has over 300 people that want to go soul winning virtually every week. Therefore, he has a soul winning time every week. I'm all for that. But you know what? If we have to shift things around, change the service times, look, the pastor has the authority to make decisions. Right. You don't.
Amen.
So shut your mouth. Now, I'm going to talk about a specific person because this guy's a bozo.
Right.
His name's Josh Gander.
Thank you.
He's visited here, and this guy is a moron, and he's starting a rogue church. He planted a rogue church where he's just going out and pretending to be a pastor. No one put him in charge. You know what authority he has? Zero. Yet, he has the gall to call Christians out. He said 99% of Christians, okay, are forsaking the assembling of themselves together. And then on top of that, he said this. There's all these Christians hiding with a blanket, you know. And there's only a few of us that have not bowed the knee to Baal. He's saying that the Christians and the pastors that are suspending church services are worshiping the devil. What kind of a wicked false accusation is that? You know what it comes from? It comes from somebody that has no respect for authority,
right,
as evidenced by his behavior.
Amen.
Who told you to start that church? No one. He's just starting a rogue church in Canada. Well, we don't know of a good church. I don't care. That doesn't give you the power and authority to go against God's word. Well, we can't find a man to preach, so we'll just let a woman get up and preach. Isn't that the same logic? Well, then find a man. Hey, find a church.
Well, they're pre-trib. You know, I can't go to a pre-trib church.
That's because you are a despiser of authority. And you speak evil of dignities. And you have no respect for any kind of authority. And you know who I would never want to be in charge of a church? Is someone that can't submit to any authority. Because ultimately, the pastor has the most important job of submitting to this authority.